The affected population is estimated to be more than 14 million, almost one-tenth of Pakistan's population, with at least 6 million people in need of immediate humanitarian aid. At least 1,200 people have been killed. The floodwaters have devastated towns and villages, downed power and communications lines, washed away bridges and roads, and inflicted major damage to buildings and houses.
It was pretty smashed. The wings were laying beside the fuselage on each side, and I couldn't see the floats. I didn't think it was survivable.
There was a scar on the hillside where it impacted and skidded up the hill. That was probably about 75 yards long. And as we approached the aircraft, you could smell the fuel. The wings were swept back. The engine compartment of the plane had broken off or buried itself into the ground. What else would you just have to say?
The fuselage itself was surprisingly intact, and that's where all but one of the survivors and everybody else were located.
And what was it like inside the aircraft? How would you describe that scene?
Well, it's a jumbled mess, and it's wet, and like I said, fuel smell. The volunteers who had gotten there, spent the night there, were frazzled. They were dirty and wet and tired themselves. They had been treating these guys overnight. But as I said, it was relatively intact, and they were able to ride out the weather there.
Is a takeover underway, and has voter rebellion taken a foothold? We'll listen to these primary election results and decide for yourself. First up, Colorado. Senator Michael Bennett beat Andrew Romanoff, capturing the Democratic nomination for Senate. And the endorsements were definitely high profile. President Obama had Bennett's back, while former President Clinton pushed for Romanoff. Connecticut, winning the Republican Senate primary, former World Wrestling Entertainment executive Linda McMahon. She'll now battle State Attorney General Dick Blumenthal for that seat. Minnesota, former Senator Mark Dayton barely snags the Democratic nomination for governor. He'll now take on GOP nominee Tom Emmer and Independent Party candidate Tom Horner.
Former Illinois Congressman Dan Rostenkowski has died. He rose from Chicago's rough and tumble political scene to become one of the most powerful politicians on Capitol Hill. Rostenkowski first entered Congress in 1959. He eventually became chairman of the Tax Writing Ways and Means Committee. The Democrat played a key role in passing major Social Security and tax code reforms, along with a controversial expansion of Medicare. Rostenkowski was defeated in 1994 after becoming mired in scandal. He eventually pleaded guilty to corruption charges and served over a year in federal prison. Dan Rostenkowski was 82 years old.
The JetBlue flight attendant who grabbed a couple of beers and slid down the escape chute has been released on bail. This is new video of him walking out of jail last night and into the media frenzy.
Scar on your head, is that from the suitcase falling? Is it? Tell me about what you think about all the support you've gotten. You know what?
It's been very, very appreciated.
Come on,
it seems like it's something here has resonated with a few people, and that's kind of neat.
You gonna lose your job?
More than likely. All right.
Do you care about that anymore? Tell me about...
No comment at this time.
Well, how about this? Tell me about rude passengers. Talk about that for a second.
There's a lot of wonderful people out there.